Hello and welcome to Acts of Volition Radio. This is session number 30. I'm Stephen Garrity. New album from the band Winter Sleep, who I think I've played before, and it's fantastic. It's they played at the ECMA Awards, the East Coast Music Awards, last year, and I didn't think they were very well received, but their performance was excellent. And I've been looking their website, and they don't seem to be coming to Charlottetown anytime soon, but there's a song on this, the new album's called Welcome to the Night Sky, and there's a song on it called Weighty Ghost that I can't wait to hear live. It just seems like the kind of song that a crowd will sing along with, and it'll just be fun. And fun usually isn't the kind of word that you would associate with a band like Winter Sleep. It's pretty, the lyrics are pretty heavy, and it's a heavy sound, but not heavy as in, you know, like metal kind of guitar stuff. It just has a weight to it. It has a mass to it. This album reminds me a little bit in a strange way of the Pearl Jam from the No Code album era, which really stands out to me from the rest of the Pearl Jam albums, and that it's just sort of more wandering and more unique rhythms and just less straight ahead rock. This is a great album. You can listen to some of these tracks, including the one I'm going to play called Weighty Ghost, on their website. The song, it's a great little story about a soul that's missing a body and the body that's missing the soul, and there's a little dialogue between them. And I can't wait to hear it live. This is Weighty Ghost by Winter Sleep.
I got out on a bath today, swear to God, couldn't see my face. I got out of bed today, staring at a ghost who forgot to float away. Didn't have all that much to say. Wouldn't even tell me his own name. And where'd my body go? Where'd my body go? Africa, Mexico. Where'd my body go? And where'd my body go? Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Staring at the ground. Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Sick of those goddamn clouds. Out of my head, you can't kill the thing that's already dead, so leave my soul alone. I don't need no surgery, take those knives away from me. Just wanna die in my own body, a ghost just needs a home.
If you're anything like me, that song's going to be stuck in your head for the next couple of days. And the only way to satiate that is to go out and get the album. It's Welcome to the Night Sky by Winter Sleep, and it's very strong. You won't regret it. Highly recommended album. Now, another great Canadian band, The Weaker Thans. I've played them a few times here before. I'm a big fan. I love The Weaker Thans. They have a new album out called Reunion Tour. I've given it a listen a few times through, and I can't say it's not quite disappointed. It's that it's a great album. It's a good album, and I wanted it to be an earth-shatteringly fantastic album. But that said, it's a good album, so still definitely worth listening to. It's just that my expectations, I think, were ridiculously high. And there's some really good songs on it. There's the album in general. It's very much in the vein of their last album, Reconstruction Site. And I think maybe that's what disappointed me a little bit. I don't know. I was going to say there's a couple of great songs. They're really all great songs, but the closing track is called Utilities, and it stood out a bit to me, maybe because it doesn't sound as much like some of their earlier recordings. It's a lovely song. This is The Weaker Thans from their new album, Reunion Tour, with Utilities.
Got this feeling that today doesn't like me. Oh, the air tastes like flowers and paint. There's a sink full of bottles and cutlery, and the car has got a list of complaints. I just wish I were a toothbrush or a solder gun. Make me something somebody can use. We can wish on the pop of a light bulb, or those photos lying yellow and curled, in boxes near abandoned electronics, in the corners of the basements of the world. Guess our wishes don't do dishes or break repairs. Make them something somebody can use. Built bridge. seems the most I have to offer doesn't offer much. Make it something somebody can use. Make this something somebody can use.
That was the Weaker Thans with Utilities from their new album Reunion Tour. Earlier this year, I don't even know when the album was put together, but a friend of mine sent me a link to a Stereo Gum, which is a music review website, stereogum.com. They put together a compilation of covers from the album OK Computer by Radiohead to celebrate the 10th anniversary. And it's called OKX, and you can actually get the whole album from stereogum.com/OKX. It used to be available for download, now just for streaming, but I'm sure you can find it. If not, get in touch with me. It's really interesting because it's mostly sort of indie bands, and it's all relatively lo-fi recording, but it just reminds you of how great an album OK Computer was. The songs stand up. I think I could sing the songs to you, and you'd remember how great the songs were. Even though I would be butchering them. There were a couple of tracks on the album that stood out, but there's one in particular by John Vanderslice. He chose Karma Police, and there's a quote from him here about why he chose it. He says, "I chose Karma Police because it has the best bridge ever." And that's the part where it goes for a minute there. I lost myself. And it's true. And he does a really interesting job because he really strips down the song down to its core here. It's almost a cappella. It's pretty eerie. And then he uses an acoustic guitar, but with some digital distortion on it. And I don't mean like a distortion pedal, like he recorded it with the levels too high or boosted it in a recording program. So it just kind of sounds garbled. So that's the original. That's not me screwing it up. But it has a very, very powerful effect. It ends up being this, it's just a big hit of sound, but it's just one guy hitting an acoustic guitar. And he does a great job of it. So here's John Vanderslice with his interpretation of Radiohead's one of their greatest songs ever, Karma Police.
I lost myself. myself. I lost myself. For a minute there, I lost myself. I lost myself.
John Vanderslice from the Stereo Gum Radiohead covers album compilation called OKX. Now, I played in the last session, I played a Zwan song. I get it. Zwan being the band that was Billy Corgan put together while the Smashing Pumpkins were on hiatus. And I mentioned that, I don't know if I mentioned this or not. Anyway, there's a guy named Jeff Schroeder who's now playing lead guitar. I don't know if you call it lead guitar. He's playing guitar with the Pumpkins right now on the Zeitgeist tour. And I don't know if he was on the album or not, but he's essentially replaced James Iha in what Billy Corgan is calling the Smashing Pumpkins. And that struck me as really surprising because I knew Jeff Schroeder from a band called the Lassie Foundation that I'm almost sure you've never heard of. It's a band I listened to a little bit when I was in, I think when I was in high school. I'm not sure. Well, 1996, the EP came out, California, it's called. When I heard that he was playing with the Pumpkins, it reminded me of the Lassie Foundation, and I went to track down some of their stuff and wanted to play this particular song I'm going to play for you, but I couldn't find a digital copy of it, and it ended up, I had to actually buy a used CD and have it shipped halfway across the country to get it, because it's just not something that's easy to find. But it was very worth it, and I'm going to share it with you. Now, the Lassie Foundation, two guys that also played in this band, Eric Campuzano, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Eric Campuzano and Wayne Everett. These guys also, they played with the band called The Prayer Chain, which is a great, great band name. They've also done some, they've both done some work with Starflyer 59, like some studio recording stuff with them and stuff. Anyway, this song is called I Can Be Her Man. It's by the Lassie Foundation from their 1996 EP, California. And just remember, the guy playing guitar here now is now touring with Billy Corgan and the Smashing Pumpkins.
Thank you, Lassie Foundation. Thank you.
It's the Lassie Foundation, I Can Be Her Man. I love that really sort of thick, layered noise pop kind of sound. It's very indicative of the time it came from. That was recorded in 96. Now, going to another end of the spectrum here, coming a lot closer to home, I'm going to play a song by Jill Barber, who's from Halifax, and I'm actually going to be seeing her in concert this week. She's opening for Ron Sexsmith, who's playing at the Confederation Center here in Charlottetown later this week, so I'm hoping that'll be good. And I don't know much about her, but I looked up a bit of her bio information and was very amused to see that she toured with the Vinyl Cafe, Stuart McLean and the Vinyl Cafe. If you live in Canada or have Canadian radio waves leaking over to you in the United States, you know the Vinyl Cafe is, and it may amuse you that she toured with them. Anyway, it's just a Canadian radio thing. This is a song called Hard Line. This is Jill Barber.
The day I took my love away, I swear I thought I heard my own heart whispering, it's dying words. It's a hard line that you take a lifetime to make it. Don't do it for mine, but for your own sake, if you choose to take it. The day I let our love die, I stood by it until its last. Serve my time, 'cause it's a hard line that you take a lifetime to make it. Don't do it for mine, but for your own sake, if you choose.
A Maritime Girl, Jill Barber, with Hard Line. If you live on the planet Earth and have a television, or perhaps have walked by a television in the past month or two, you've probably seen a television advertisement for the iPod Nano featuring the song 1234 by Feist. the video is playing on the little Nano in the commercial, and this thing is just everywhere. I was traveling earlier this month, and I turned on the TV in the hotel room, and it would be there. It was on the TVs in the airports. It was, you know, everywhere I seemed to turn, it was there. And I stopped in at an Apple store, and it was all over the place, of course. Now, I've been thinking about this a bit, and for an artist like Feist, who's sort of not a really mainstream artist, or hadn't been, this is probably right now, maybe, if not the best, one of the best promotional avenues that would exist, period. I think this would be better than being, in terms of album sales at least, this would be better than being on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. It's just everywhere, and, you know, associated with a product and a company that happens to be pretty cool, people think is cool right now. You know, so it's not like she's on TV shilling life insurance or something. But it's just everywhere. And the thing is, it's a great song. It was a great, you know, it was a great choice for the commercial. And I'm sure she's going to regret doing it. Well, it's going to be one of those double-edged swords things. You know, grateful for all the attention it brought. But she's going to get pretty sick of talking about it in interviews, you know, for the next 5 or 10 years. But the album, it's called The Reminder, that it comes from, is a great album. It's a great song. And I play it for you here now. Now, you've probably heard it from the commercial. But, you know, you're going to hear the whole thing through. There's not going to be little iPods flying around the screen. So hopefully you can enjoy the song for what it is. The video's great, too, the standalone video, so I'd recommend checking that out as well. This is Feist from the album The Reminder. The song's 1, 2, 3, 4. Doesn't it make you want to go out and buy an iPod Nano? That's Feist, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I've got an exclusive scoop here. I heard that a really, really cool group of people is going to be doing a little bit of work on their website. just a rumor I heard. I don't know. As I've mentioned a few times, and you've probably gathered from some of my musical choices, I've always been a big Smashing Pumpkins fan. They were just kind of like the band I listened to at that formative musical age, and that explains a little bit of why I was so drawn to this next group, the Silver Sun Pickups. Now, when I heard them, it reminded me a little bit of the Smashing Pumpkins, and I just thought it was sort of a vague connection that maybe had to do with the fact that I had grown up with so much of the Pumpkins music. But I did a little bit more reading, and it turns out that that's like the first comparison everybody makes, so I'm not as intelligent or as original as I thought I was. The song I'm going to play is called Lazy Eye, and it reminds me in particular of the song 1979 by the Pumpkins, one of my favorite songs. And they did it's a single from their album, and they played it on, they did a live version of it on David Letterman's show, and you can find that on YouTube really easily, and it's a really, really great performance. If you like this, go find that afterwards on YouTube. Just search for Silver Sun Pickups on Letterman. Speaking of the Pumpkin comparison, I found a Pitchfork website review of the album, and it was almost embarrassing because it described exactly why I liked it. Here's the quote. "Those nostalgic for Smashing Pumpkins tunes of yesteryear will find them nestled inside the minutes, and there are so many minutes of Lazy Eye." And that's the song I'm going to play for you. It is kind of long. This is Lazy Eye by the Silver Sun Pickups. That's the Silver Sun pickups with Lazy Eye. And you can probably hear that Pumpkins comparison. One more song in this session. The band Eat World has a new album. It's called Chase This Light. And I've given it a few listens, and it's okay. Not great. It's good. But the opening track, and it's the first single off the album, which you might have heard, it's sort of all over sort of modern rock radio kind of stations. It's called Big Casino. And it is a great song. It's just, it's sort of, it's what Jimmy Eat World does well. It's one of those big melodic pop rock songs. But it just has this giant stadium-sized melodic chorus that I think would be amazing live, but it comes through on the recording as well. And it's just this big giant melody, and that's usually what I love about music, and it's definitely there here. So that's to close off the session of Acts of Volition Radio, the big giant melody from Jimmy Eat World. This is Big Casino. Thanks for listening.
Before this world starts up again, it's me and night. We wait for the sun, the kids and drunks head back inside. Well, there's lots of smart ideas in books I never read. When the girls come talk to me, I wish to hell I had. Get up, get up, turn the ignition. Get up, get up, fire up the system. Goodbye.